Good morning, this is Dave Zinn with the avalanche forecast for the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center on Tuesday, December 3rd at 7:30 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Montana State Parks and Gallatin County Search and Rescue. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. In the last 24 hours, the mountains around the Taylor Fork, West Yellowstone, and Cook City received 1 to 2 inches of snow, with the rest of the advisory area remaining dry. Mountain winds were 15 to 30 miles an hour from the west, and temperatures hovered around 20 degrees. Today, winds will be 20 to 30 miles an hour from the southwest, temperatures will be in the 30s, and Cook City could get a trace of snow. The Lionhead, Southern Madison, and Taylor Fork areas received 1 to 2 feet of snow in the last week, on top of a weak base. 2 days ago, Doug and I went to the Lionhead to assess how the snowpack is dealing with this stress. We had unstable test results and heard loud whooping as we walked. Today, obvious signs of instability will be harder to find as the snowpack adjusts and stability gradually improves. However, because we have only 2 field days at Lionhead and the snowpack structure is weak and our weather data is limited, I am playing a conservative card and recommending more time before going into avalanche terrain. Human-triggered avalanches remain likely on steep slopes and where wind-deposited snow is adding weight. These avalanches could be large, and the danger is rated considerable. Careful route finding to avoid avalanche paths and runout zones is essential. In the Bridger, North Gallatin, and Northern Madison ranges, and the Beartooth Mountains around Cook City, the snowpack is generally stable. Those hunting for deeper instability can find it on isolated slopes and slopes with fresh drifts. Yesterday, while shoveling cornice, the Yellowstone Club ski patrol triggered a small avalanche that gouged down to the ground. And on a tour to the Throne, Alex and I found unstable snow on an isolated slope with an extended column test and chose to minimize our exposure to avalanche terrain. These two events differ from other reports of avalanche activity this season because they failed deeper in the snowpack rather than as fresh drifts or at the new snow interface. This illustrates the importance of weighing signs of instability more than signs of stability. Moderate winds continue today from the southwest, building cornices and fresh drifts that will avalanche in specific areas. Avalanches are unlikely on slopes not affected by wind. The danger is rated moderate on wind-loaded slopes and low everywhere else. Evaluate the effect of wind carefully and hunt for isolated instabilities with a stability test before committing to steep terrain. Send us your observations, no matter how brief, of avalanches, snow structure and stability, new snow amounts, or wind effects. You can fill out an observation on our website or email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.